is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is working to quell Democratic anxieties over his unsteady showing in his debate with former President Donald Trump. He's not the debater he used to be, Biden conceded at a rally on Friday in the state of North Carolina. But he added that the choice in this election is simple. Donald Trump will destroy our democracy. I will defend it. Democratic lawmakers are expressing plenty of concern, but sticking by him for now. Meanwhile, Trump's attacks on critics and his policies' falsehood served as a reminder of the daily turbulences of his Republican presidency, according to some analysts. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for resuming production of intermediate-range missiles that were banned under a now-scrapped treaty with the United States. The Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty banned ground-based missiles with a range of 500 to 5,500 kilometers, or about 310 to 3,410 miles. It is regarded as an arms control landmark when the Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev and U.S. President Ronald Reagan signed it in 1988. The U.S. withdrew from the treaty in 2019, citing Russian violations. Putin said Friday that Russia has not produced such missiles since the 2019 treaty scrapping, but he said that the U.S. has only produced such missile systems, but also deployed them. A measure of prices that closely tracked by the U.S. Federal Reserve suggests that inflation pressures in the U.S. economy are continuing to ease. The consumer prices were flat from April to May, the mildest such performance in more than 4 years. Measured from a year earlier, prices rose 2.5%.